Robert, and this is The Real Quick Show, where we spend about 6 or 7 minutes exploring successful solo parent hacks. Today, we're talking about one of my least favorite things, and that is financial management, anything to do with money. But I'm with an expert, Marissa Lee. I'm so glad that you're here to enlighten us all.
So thank you for having me here, and I'm going to just say that even for people who do it for a living or who are around it, like, it's still, like, it's not my favorite thing to talk about my money. I'd rather talk right. about the company's money that I'm running. Or
what she's talking about is Marissa is actually a CPA and, like, does this for a living. So that is refreshing to hear that even people like me that try to run to the shadows when we talk about money, accountants, CPAs are... It's not a comfortable thing, right?
Especially when it's ours and we know that the well can dry up.
Right. So in the solo parent season, we have lost our financial accountability partner. We've lost our partner in general. Mm-hmm. And so it can be a very isolating time. And when we look at our money and the lack of it, and I don't care like what level of income you have been at, when you go through a divorce or there's a death, things drastically change. And so what we're trying to kind of unpack here is how do we best set ourselves up to manage the situation that we're in? We say wealth management, but that doesn't mean a lot of money. It means how do you manage your money? So what would you, I want to jump right into, I know that you have dealt with some challenges, you know, just because you don't like, this is not a natural thing for anybody. So talk to us. Why don't you save me from what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I did have the benefit when my husband died. We had somebody who we were working with, mm-hmm. Not with a lot of money because wealth is not very impressive on my end. But when I was working with him, when my husband passed away and all of a sudden everything dried up, I had my limited income, but anything that my husband was making was just all of a sudden one day it was gone, literally in an instant. And so he has actually helped me because
the financial manager that you had,
because he'll just call me and say, hey, we need to talk about your goals. We need to talk about your plans. It's been a little while. We need to make sure we're looking at this. And of course I'm like, I'm too busy right now.
Right.
And he knows me. He knows that things are difficult. He knows what my goals are. So he just pursues me. And it wasn't long ago that we sat down and he said, now, how are you going to get your kids to college? And we had a really great conversation about what does funding for college look like? Am I going to have to provide that? If I do provide that, where does that come from? Mm-hmm. What are the options that I can be doing? You know, my oldest is in eighth grade, so I do have some time to push him to become a really awesome basketball player, which
right.
is not likely.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. For those of us out there, you were pursued by this person. Like I didn't, I think a lot of us are like, well, we just kind of don't know where to start. And we're kind of embarrassed by our financial situation. Mm-hmm. So what, I don't want to say hacks yet, because we'll kind of cap with that. But what would you say to those people listening out there that are kind of going, well, I don't really have anything to manage?
So first off, I would say you absolutely have something to manage. If you have money coming in, it doesn't matter if it's going out the same instant it's going, it's coming in, whether it's your paycheck or wherever it comes from, you have something to manage. And it's that flow, moving it from in to wherever it goes out, that is where the management needs to happen. Hmm. And the second piece is, there are a lot of resources out there for helping you manage your money. A lot of banks have people that will work with you. There's financial planners. Your family and friends, if there's somebody who kind of seems like they know a little bit about what's going on, it doesn't take somebody who's a rocket scientist to help tell you and help work with you to figure out what are your goals and help keep you accountable for those.
Because they're living in that world, so they...
Exactly. And I would say, though, on a cautionary note, be careful who you trust. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you're not just finding somebody online and being like, oh, he wants to manage my money and I only have $12, so it's fine now, because
right.
over time, $12 can turn into $1,200, and you want to make sure you're working with somebody who's trusted. So whether that's because a friend has recommended them, because they've had really good success working with them, or however you're maybe they're working with your bank and you trust your bank, you know, that's a pretty reliable source.
I think it's interesting that that you shared with me that there are some financial managers out there that will do this gratis or as to get you as an account to long-term try to build something with you. And so don't just assume that you have no options, I guess is what I'm kind of hearing you say.
Yeah. So a lot of financial planners, actually, they don't make any money up front. Right. They make money on your money as it grows. So they're actually, they get more money by helping you make money. So it's in their best interest as well as your best interest to help you manage your funds better.
The point is, and what I'm hearing over and over is just don't do this alone. I mean, it's one of those things where it can be overwhelming. And like we talked about, you know, you don't want people knowing your business because, or the lack of business that's going on, right? Because we feel so kind of embarrassed already. But so finances is something that for me, I would run to the shadows because I didn't want to face it. But the important thing is actually be deliberate about this. Start walking down the road of trying to find people to help you.
Yeah. You know, Al Capone was caught by accountants, right? It is just your finances tell your story.
Yeah.
And it is important to help you that you find somebody who can help you write that story so you can get to the ending that you want.
Right. So the hacks. Did we cover them already?
So, I mean, I think you brought up a good, excellent point, talking to somebody that you can trust about it. Don't try to go it alone because you might forget that college is really important because something else is coming up that seems important in the moment.
Right.
And I think then the other one that we really need to focus on is starting an emergency fund.
Right.
Making sure, even if it's that return check that goes in a bank account or a coin that you, anytime you find money under your couch, that you're putting it away.
Just start something. Mm-hmm. Start moving towards having a plan. And we're going to talk more about budgeting in the next episode. But I think this was an important distinctive to point out that don't try to do this alone. Budgeting is one thing. But on top of that, be deliberate about finding people to help you out. So, Marissa, thank you so much for being with us. And we're glad that you joined us today and hope this was helpful. If you do us a favor and take a second to rate this podcast and leave any comments, that actually really helps us. So we'll see you here again next week. But in the meantime, join our Facebook community at facebook.com/solo parent society. And remember, whatever you're facing, you're not alone. God bless. We'll see you soon.